ready to rumble!
When was the last time we recorded?
Last Friday.
So we're doing good. It's Friday. It's a week.
I know. Can you believe?
Holy shit.
Can you believe it? It's not just Friday.
It's Black Friday.
Or as Joe in Dallas would say, Friday.
Or as Big Fatty would say, Black Friday.
No, there's been this Walmart commercial running.
No, it's not Walmart.
It is Walmart.
It's Target.
No, it's Walmart because I paid attention last time.
Okay.
But anyway, where the woman that's a legend for Black Friday and the other two women are talking about it, and they're like, she even named her kid Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, that is Walmart. I thought you were talking about the crazy Target lady.
Mm-mm. So every time that one comes on, I think of Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he had a nice holiday with all of the fixings.
I'm sure he did.
And all the bacon he could eat.
I'm sure he had some pig.
I'm sure he had some fisting festivals after, too. Oh, I miss Big Fatty. It wasn't the same this year at K-Days without him.
I know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's not just Friday.
It's Black Friday. Oh, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3080 of the BFO for right the 29th of November, 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about getting stuffed on Spanx. I mean, Big Fatties, was there a gentleman caller? Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your tight pants, and join Stevie B for the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your right is going well. Y'all, I saw the little Aussie battler, Scotty, was axing on the 20 why it's called right. And y'all, Faye Driver or George in Atlanta, one of the two of them, I believe, replied and said that for retail shopping, the period between Spanksgiving and Crema is when most retailers bottom lines on the financial records go into the black because, you know, they're finally making some money. And y'all, then between Crema and New Year's, you know, that's the, you know, they're trying to clear it all out before the inventory. Y'all, that's referred to as the 13th month. Big Fatty, you're just a multitude of, in fact, Big Fatty, excuse me, but I need to go to the Kohl's. You're giving $15 Kohl's cash.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 29th of November, Y'all, it's a very important celebration of the anniversarium. Y'all, this is someone who used to listen to the BFO and call in. Big Fatty, it's been more than a month of Sunday since we had one of those. It's true. And y'all, I've met this person many, many times at the Good Days. And y'all, I believe I even met him at the Florida version of the Horror Hotel. What was it called? The Flamingo over there. In Tampa. Yes, me Betty. And he and his homosexual lover, who Dr. Stone called Carl Lagerfeld, y'all, it's their anniversarium. Y'all, it's none other than Guru Nudie in Tampa and his homosexual lover. So y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the Facebase, wish him happy anniversarium and get him to call the BFO. On Sunday, y'all, that'll be the 1th of December. Y'all, don't forget, rabbit, when you wake up Sunday morning. This was a long-time listener to the BFO, and y'all, to the Little Fatty Cast also. Y'all, he lives out there in the Vancouver, out near the Fage River. And Dale and the Vancouvers, he used to be the gay trucker, but now he's cut in half, so he is now the gay hairdresser. Big Fatty, that's redundant. But y'all, it is none other than DJ David J. Oh, Big Fatty, we love DJ David J. It's true. And y'all, although I've never met DJ David J., he's just a good person, and I know the Faye Driver, and I believe that Brenda Boo from the soon to be expired Lotso little show. I think they've both gotten their hairs propired by DJ David J. So y'all, if you see DJ David J. on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and make an appointment to have him do your hairdressing, your beautician requirements. If you're in the Vancouver area, Big Fatty, nobody's in the Vancouver area except Faye Driver. Well, anyway, and Faye Driver, yeah, anyway about his hair. Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Like the real whipped cream on top of your Spanksgiving pie. It's true. Y'all, let's see what has happened since I recorded yesterday's little show. Y'all, after work, y'all, I was sitting here and chatting with Granny on the face space, not the face space, the FaceTime. And y'all, all of a sudden, the front door opens and in walks Nick. Big Fatty, isn't there a country song about that called In Walks Nick? I don't know. But y'all, he comes in from work, and we chatted for a little bit and had a little no, y'all, we didn't have a cocktail. We had the first eggnog of the season, and y'all, Nick had never made, prepared an eggnog before. So y'all, I was showing him how to do it, and you know, you put in the flavoring, as my grandmother would say, and then you pour in the eggnog and you stir it together, and then you just put a little shake of the ground nutmeg, or you know, I'm sure there's some that have, excuse me, I'll have to use fresh nutmeg and my zesta. I'm sure there's a nutmeg scraper. Benny, the nutmeg scraper. You really can't start the holidays without a nutmeg scraper. And y'all, we visited for a little while, and Then he headed on home, and y'all, I watched the news and had me a little supper, and y'all, then of course it was time for the Survivor, and y'all, I watched that with great intensity. You know, we'll be recording Survivor's First. I mean, Survivor's Ready. I think we're going to do it on Monday night. I think someone is very busy and couldn't be bothered to be available on Sunday night. But anyway, I don't know. So it may be a little later coming out. Big Fatty, we've all need to mark on our calendars. Y'all, speaking of the mark on calendar, y'all, I'm this weekend we're going to turn the calendar, and y'all, it'll be on my last month of my calendar, the Chippendales calendar that I have here, that I look at daily. Yes, Big Fatty, touch yourself inappropriately. Well, anyway. Y'all, then I went to bed and lay there for a little while, and I was just not going to sleep. So I got up and watched that Stephen Colbert. He had a show last night. Y'all, do you know who John Batiste is? He's the Panamer player and the musical director on the Stephen Colbert show. Y'all, he's got big feet. Big Fatty. And y'all, I think John Batiste is a good-looking man. And y'all, the drummer, I don't know anything about him, but y'all, he is just hottie mac hot hot. Oh, Big Fatty. And after I watched the opening monologue until the first guest came out, y'all, I looked outside and that's not right. I tried to go back to bed, and I was just laying there. Big Fatty, should this not be a Whitman Tinkle report? Well, maybe so.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you, or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. First of all, Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. And y'all, by the way, Digger and T. Wiggles are out there in Walnut Hills. Y'all, they're sleeping on that guest room contraption. Y'all, it's almost like a, well, I won't say. But anyway, Digger's visiting Walnut Hills, and I'm sure that it was a lovely visit, and the food was plentiful, and so I piddled around a little bit, and y'all, I finally got up about 1 a.m. in the morning, y'all, I looked out the door. Y'all, the newspaper had already come. Already come. So I said, well, you know, this is the for right edition. So y'all, I had to turn the alarm off and put on my fatty. And, y'all, I went and got the paper and just kind of went through it. And I wasn't going to read it, then, but I kind of went through the circulars and found the ones for the stores that I wanted to see. Y'all, the Home Depot, 99-cent poinsettias on Friday. Y'all, I used to always go with the Hatterina to get those. Anyway, I got up, I finally went to sleep and got up called my brothers and wished them a happy Spanksgiving. Then I had my coffee, and y'all, I decided, you know, I was going to Spanksgiving lunch with Durwood to Granny and his brother and sister-in-law's house. And so, y'all, I decided I was going to make some Brussels sprouts. Oh, yes, Big Fanny, because it's not Spanksgiving unless everybody's tooting afterwards. Well, that's true. Y'all, we got over. After I had my share and everything, we got over to Granny's brother's house. I don't know, about 12:15 in the afternoon. Y'all, they had enough food for 20 people. There were five of us. And, y'all, there was turkey. There was ham. There was dressing. There was au gratin potatoes. There were sweet potatoes or yams or whatever with the marshmallows and all on it. There was corn, corn pie or corn pudding. There was the green bean casserole. There were my Brussels sprouts. There were rolls and butter. There were collard greens. There were, and y'all, for the appetizer, we had bacon-wrapped water chestnuts with some kind of sticky sauce on it. It was good. And there were deviled eggs and crab dip and the sugary pecans and all this. And then for dessert, there was a strawberry shortcake trifle kind of thing. And I had bought some little sweeties from the Vons East. Y'all, then they had homemade pumpkin pie and homemade pecan pie. And y'all, after we had all loaded our plates and eaten, y'all, it just looked like there wasn't anything eaten. Y'all, it was unbelievable the amount of food that was left. And y'all then came back here to the villa, did my nipple walk, and got back here to the villa. And y'all, Nick stopped by for Friendsgiving. And y'all, we had a little cocktail. And y'all, that was my Spanksgiving. Yes, Big Freddy, it was lovely. Just lovely. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely weekend. Don't forget, turn your mock-in calendar on before retiring on Saturday evening. And y'all, it's we're nearing the end of 2019. Oh, by the way, I did peek in that cod from Tom up there in the Penis Slivania, and that was a crema cod, so I'm not gonna. And y'all, I just realized I did not post a picture of y'all. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's Kama and JC Marple, formerly of the No Wire Hangers little show.
It's not just Friday,
it's Black Friday. Oh, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, they don't exist anymore. Well, they exist, but not the show.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.